Breathpin Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 66th Berlinale, and in particular DFM European Film Market. Today I'm in company of Mathilde Rowe, co-founder with Alessandro Raia of Festival Scope. So welcome, Mathilde.
Thank you.
So Mathilde, let's remind our listeners what Festival Scope is.
Well, Festival Scope was created in 2010, both by Alessandro Raia and myself. Our background is in international sales. I was with MK2 and he was with Cellular Dreams. And the basic idea of Festival Scope at that time was to grant film professionals access online to the films programmed in the festivals. We have a partnership because our idea was that, you know, some festivals program like 400 films and not all those films can benefit from great exposure in the festival because, you know, you have a festival that's about 10 days long and there's lots of people to meet, there's tons of films to watch, and the idea of Festival Scope really was, yeah, to help the films get additional visibility and also help film professionals kind of work better. So that would mean festivals programmers could watch more films, you know, more easily. And sales could also track down also distributors, you know, when they needed to have a feedback from distributors, whether they had seen the film or not. Well, the idea was not to step in anyone's shoes, but rather to create added value.
And then after 6 years, you decide to, let's say, to open up to not only film professionals, but also the general audience by dividing, let's say, Festival Scope into branches. The original Festival Scope will become Festival Scope Pro, and there will be Festival Scope for the general audience. How come did you decide to do this big change and open up to the audience?
Well, actually, it's more than a change. It's another development. Mm-hmm. So we actually have now two platforms. The first one, so the original Festival Scope became Festival Scope Pro, as you said. It now gathers the programming of 80 film festivals, and we also actually program show films from national institutes. So we have partnership with roughly 20 national institutes, like Unifrance, Cinecittà, Luce, etc. And we program now, we have on the platform a little bit more than 2,400 films a year. So that's a lot, and there's many film professionals that are using it. So we feel, we understand that Festival Scope Pro has now become mature, like a grown-up children, a child, actually. And, you know, we kind of thought about what we could do, what else we could do. And we've been thinking about this for a bit more than a year. It comes from both our thinking and also feedback from rights holders who were anxious to have their films the films that were not distributed all around the world, to have another life beyond the festival exposure. And they were saying, so why don't you do something for the film, like, you know, create some digital exposure for the audience? And at the same time, so we were thinking, we had a major conversation with Alberto Barbera from the Biennale. And he had this great idea to have a few years back, 3 years ago, I think, one section of the Venice Film Festival open for the audience worldwide online. And that was the beginning of SalaWeb with the program Orizzonti available for the audience. Then later on, we added also the three films from Biennale College to the selection. And we did it really like from his idea and his will. And it picked up, improving every year, building up every year also collaborations with media partners, because I think it's quite crucial in the digital environment to rely on partners. I mean, even maybe except if you're iTunes, which we're not. You know, if you want to gather people on your website, you need to rely also on allies, that is partners that, you know, will communicate also on your behalf. That's the way it is structured. And so that's what we do, and that's what we did, actually. It was very funny at the beginning of SalaWeb. People were actually connecting on the website at 9 p.m. sharp. So really, because the films were available at 9 p.m. Venice time. And they were, you know, connecting online, although they could have access to the film for 5 days. I have to say that every screening is like a one-time screening. So
I wasn't going to ask you how it works?
Well, it's basically the thing is, well, with Venice, we ask the approval of the rights holders. Given that we work with them on the professional festival scope, it's very natural to do so. And they grant the authorization, or they don't actually, to have the films available for the audience. But it's in a very, very specific environment. So it's shown only to a maximum of, like, let's say 400 people, like in a cinema. So it's much more a virtual cinema than a VOD platform. And they can only watch the film once, and the film is available only during the festival for 5 days. So it's very limited exposure, but it's a very innovative project. So we did this with Venice for 3 years, and it was really overwhelming, I mean, the experience, and it proved successful. And so we felt that we'd like to continue and to expand maybe to other festivals. So we did this. In order to expand, we built a different website, that would be able to welcome other festivals. And that's how Festival Scope was, you know, kind of launched, born. I mean, a soft launch a month ago with the Rotterdam Film Festival. And we showed at this occasion an initiative that is called IFFR Live. It's only 5 films programmed by the Rotterdam Film Festival, and that are showing at the same time in Rotterdam and at the same time in different cinemas around Europe. And online, on FestivalScope. Yeah. And so that was kind of funny, because there was also, you know, some tweets going on for the live Q&A afterwards. So it was a nice experience. And later on in the future, we'd like to continue to do more. We've been at Berlinale meeting with many of our festival partners, and many are eager to kind of experiment in that direction. I think, given the fact that we have also a very trustful relationship with those festivals and with the rights holders, it comes as a natural step. But both platforms, FestivalScope Pro and FestivalScope, will be completely separate. So we'll just have to manage both separately.
So you still don't know what will be the next festival on FestivalScope?
Actually, we'll have this week is the week of IF Istanbul. It's a Turkish film festival that will present 7 shorts and 7 features, Turkish films only, for the public worldwide, except in Turkey. So that's another experiment that we do. And we'll have, starting tomorrow, we'll have one film of Berlinale Panorama called The Wounded Angel. That's the second film of director Emir Baygazin, who won the Silver Bear with Harmony Lessons. And we'll have the film on FestivalScope for the audience as an experiment also, like on a short period of time. And so festivals are coming up also. Cartagena from Colombia will show Colombian films in about 2 weeks. We'll have also Ficunam in Mexico and more.
So it's actually a successful experience, because people, as our experience, people like to get involved, even because sometimes the film festival experience cannot be experienced by everybody. So this possibility of watching so many films, even if you're distant from the very location of the festival, it's really an improvement.
It actually is a way for a festival to experiment, like to widen its reach or its brand or its content. But it can also be for people that actually attend the festival and have maybe there's a fully booked screening and you want still to catch up on this film. Or maybe you want to be at the festival to party and to be with friends or do networking, and then you can catch up on the films.
I've already watched 4 films on FestivalScope this week.
Oh, you have? Good for you.
What are the difficulties that you're getting by introducing this new platform? Are there more because of the right holders? I know from my experience that sometimes they don't really agree to this thing. They're afraid of piracy and all this.
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I think, what can we say? Well, any new project is always facing fears from people that are, maybe happy with the traditional model, or just because, you know, some people are more conservative than others. But I have to say that we have a very good relationship with rights holders. I mean, with majority of rights holders, and it's a trustful and transparent relationship, in the sense trustful because we've collaborated together for like a few years. Transparent because they can have access to the screening reports online, so they know who has seen the film and so on and so forth. And they also know that our player is, you know, is very secure and is able to, to protect their files, basically, from piracy. So that I wouldn't, maybe that wouldn't be my first concern. I think the challenge in the digital environment for the audience is really to be known and to make sure you're, the audience is aware of your offer and actually transform interest into sales, because you know that so much content is available free of charge online that it could also be a challenge to make people actually pay for an online ticket. It could be like, it could not be expensive, but still it can be a challenge to have the audience convinced to watch a film that they've basically never heard of because it's not launched, there is no press yet, and it's a very new and maybe no cast. I mean, and so that would be, that's part of the challenge, but I think it's a fun challenge.
Yes, and that's part of also the challenge of film festivals in a way. So
yeah, it's like, yeah, I mean, on festivals, film festivals, you have a beautiful party spirit in a way, mm-hmm. because, you know, people gather and it's an event and it's a way to have your town alive in a different way and so on. So there's like a human factor that is very important also in the success of a film festival. In the digital world, it's slightly different, but still, I mean, you could, totally rely on each other in order to make it a success.
Good luck for this big improvement at the two platform.
Thank you.
And we've been talking to Matilde Rowe, co-founder of Festival Scope, with Alessandro Rai, and this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.